Good morning. It's the 14th of March, 2019, and today we have the Chariot and the Four of Swords and the Eight of Coins. And a horse making weird noises in the window. Okay. Too much too soon is the first thing that comes to mind looking at this unusual little picture, as in early success. This reminds me of a call my alter ego psychic hotline personality received last year from an extremely successful self-made millionaire, coincidentally an emotionally driven, soft-hearted Cancer, the sign that rules the Chariot, number 7 of the major arcana, today in the past position. A card of immense success and accomplishment, whether your own or your parents. Driving a chariot is no easy thing. There are a lot of moving parts on this card, the horses, the reins, the chariot, the crossbar, but the charioteer knows where he is going and holds the reins tightly in order to keep moving straight ahead, controlling and managing what could easily be a chaotic situation should those horses bolt. It's a challenge, and in the past there may have been many. The driver is in peak physical shape, standing tall and proud. He or she should be. So this poor caller didn't know what to do. He'd worked his ass off, started up a couple rather boring-sounding businesses, and made millions, all spent or stolen by either his own mother or the girlfriend he was calling about, who he'd called about before, and before that, and who, I could see clearly, would be around until he was down to his last dime and would then be gone. But that's not really the point. But it is. This kid wasn't even 30 years old. After another few minutes of chat, he opened up about his YouTube side hustle, and when he did, his entire voice and demeanor changed. So did mine. I jumped on it and encouraged him to put more energy into it. I'm sure he'll be successful at whatever he does, so I hope he chose what really made him happy. This is when your major accomplishments and successes are, it seems, all in the past. In the present, we are in rest mode, retreat mode, between battles, as this card would suggest, the sleeping knight. Swords hung on the wall behind him or her. Remember that story about Picasso nailing this card to the door of his studio when he was about to embark upon what he knew would be an important work? This is the ultimate do not disturb card. Someone deserves a retreat after all that achievement, not to mention running around. The chariot was built for the road. In the future position, the Eight of Coins, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, and number 8 of the Minor Arcana means that whatever you are willing to work for is yours. Being a card of the suit of Earth, this card talks about investing in the long haul, as it were. I really like this card in this position. I love it in this position. This is the apprentice card, the human, sleeves rolled up and head down, chiseling and sculpting away at a gold coin at a workbench in his atelier, which could just as easily be hunching over a computer, baking a pie, or even making a record. Whatever it is, we can see by his or her previous efforts, the work is still uneven. Finished pentacles line the walls, some better than others. This human is working to perfect his or her skill. Consistent application of time and energy to something that sustains us. The most successful people in the world are the ones who aren't in it for the money. The chariot, a successful leg of the tour, you might say.